Thank you, Nancy, and everyone doing service to this meeting. My name is Irish J. I am a compulsive eater, recovering one day at a time, only by God's grace. And I'm really grateful to be here with you today. I'm going to get some numbers and dates out of the way, just because, no pun intended, but I'm aging, and I share this because it helps me remember. It's good for my own mind and my recovery, because I forget, and it's part of my journey. It's part of my action plan to take care of myself. It's self-care and good for my mind and my journey. I came to OA. It was 1993 or 94, and what I thought brought me here was a toxic relationship. That may be part of the story. I don't believe that to be so true today. And why the date is so important is I'm the mother of two adult daughters. My eldest is 35, and the second daughter, born July 11th, I was actually going to name her Seven, middle name 11, because I'm insane. I'm just, my thinking is off. Wouldn't that be cute? First name Seven, middle name 11. I didn't name her 7-Eleven, but that was definitely one of my places that posed a problem with my eating issues.
Did you want to listen to the speaker?
So that daughter will be 30, and I came when my first daughter was very young, and her father was, it was a toxic time in my life. And I was attracted to the literature table. I was attracted to personalities. I'm a social butterfly. I'm extremely extroverted. And I loved going to the face-to-face meetings. Well, I couldn't hear or see beyond what's that saying, the trees, the forest. I was just blind. The food fog was thick and heavy. And the blessing in the short end of that story is I left for whatever the numbers are. I came back 4 years ago. So being away for that amount of time from 1994 to 2021, it was January 22nd, one of my brothers passed away. I'm one of 10 siblings. I'm the baby, 7 older brothers and 3 sisters. And the firstborn is a sister. I don't have that sister today. She passed away from breast cancer. So there's just two of us gals and 3 boys living. There's 5 of us siblings. And some of the things I ate and compulsively ate most of my life over were the things that hurt me from the inside, hurt my feelings, hurt me emotionally, things that I didn't understand. And I talked about OA back in 1993 and 94 because although I didn't understand the program of spiritual recovery, I believe it was part of my journey, that all of that pain becoming part of my purpose today. And I surely did want what was in those rooms, the recovery. So what happened is January 22nd, one of my brothers had suffered with mental illness. He was diagnosed schizophrenic paranoia, and he was in a halfway home most of his life. And when my parents passed away, we had a pact as siblings to take care of him so that he wouldn't be homeless. And When he passed away, one of my greatest resentments was towards God. Why? How? How did this happen? And where did I go? I went into the food. And I'm grateful today to be recovering in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous, that I get to come all the way in. I get to arrive before the meeting starts. I get to participate in my recovery. I get to listen. I get to listen to the format. I heard. I don't have to mention specific, special foods or drinks of mine. I'm with my fellows. You know many of them. So what happened when this brother passed away January 22nd, 2021, is I went into the food. I went directly to the food and I did not stop. And what would have been his belly button birthday, April 25th, I made an outreach call on April 24th, and I was plea bargaining with a God I didn't understand. I was just in hope, on a wing and a prayer, emotionally hurt in the food. And I went on OA.org and I said, God, if someone answers their phone, I'll go to a meeting, believing and hoping that no one would answer the phone. And I got on OA.org. I looked for a local number and I dialed that number. And guess what happened? Someone picked up the phone. And that person asked how I was doing, and I said, I'm hurting. I'm hurting emotionally, and I not only can I not stop eating, I won't. I don't have the desire to stop. I am familiar with OA, sort of. I know what's in the rooms, and I want that. I want it. I was in tears. That person said, well, there's a meeting 7 a.m. Does that work for you? Because I had mentioned I'm an early bird. Yes, I wrote down the information, and that evening I took a bath versus a shower, because bulimia, exercise bulimia is a part of my story, but not removing my food by throwing up or and I had a thought for the first time that evening of releasing my food this way. So I said, I'm going to take a bath so that I don't. And my husband tapped on the door, are you okay? Because I was sobbing. I wasn't crying. I was wailing in the bathtub. And he said, you know, he thought I was crying over my brother, but I wasn't. I was crying. I'm going back to OA. I was crying to God. You have taken care of me. I come from a background of trauma and hurt and recovery. I was talking to God. You've always taken care of me. You've been with me and you're still with me. I was hurting so much over the food. I was in physical pain from eating so much. And I told my husband, I'm okay. I'm actually happy. I'm happy that I'm going somewhere for myself tomorrow. I'll explain later. Oh, well, where are you going? I said, it's on Zoom. It's a 12-step program that I used to go to. And he goes, like his sister, he named her. And I said, he goes, you're an alcoholic? I said, I sure am. With my food. And he goes, okay, well, you know, good luck, babe. And so I went, and this is where I can see the peeling back of the onion and God revealing to me my recovery and my healing on a day-to-day basis. So April 25th, this is how I celebrate my brother today, is my OA birthday. I do just keep coming back. And nothing is sweeter, yes, than abstinence, but in the For Today reading today, it talks about how is it possible to be afraid to enjoy what is beautiful? There is surely no threat in beauty. And the first thing that came to me is my nickname growing up. My two first resentments were God and my mother. My mother nicknamed me in Spanish, India Fea, which means ugly Indian. And I responded to this name growing up. She would call me and, yeah, Mom, you forgot to sweep and mop or throw out the trash or whatever. And, oh, India, ugly Indian, ugly. This was my name. And in this reading, there is surely no threat in beauty. I grew up threatened by beauty. I learned that this is how I heard the prejudice of beauty, beautiful women, beautiful places, beautiful. It was threatening to me. Only in OA and working through the steps, also I have highlighted in this reading, it was a fear of living actually that made me hide in food. And I don't have to be afraid today. It truly is experience the strength that I gain here from my fellows and a hope and a power that's greater than me that I call God. And boy, there's nothing sweeter today than this, the reading that says, freedom from food obsession restores me to my God-given right to enjoy the beauty of this world. I don't see that as it definitely is an inside job. And I get to see this beauty of the world and not be afraid to show it. Today, the miracle of abstinence, my abstinence is a spiritual gift. God doing for me what I haven't been able to do for myself, I ate most of my adult life. I'll just turn off my camera. This is, oh, you guys turn off the picture. So I have my before picture, but I got myself up to 400 pounds and I'm about 189 right now. And I didn't do all of this in OA. I did pay in ways. I won't even go down that rabbit hole or story of what many of us share, the parallels of that part of our journey. It is mine too. What I know today is being here back for 4 years, I often relate myself, my name is Irish J. I'm forever the newcomer because I don't know that I'll be here tomorrow. I don't know when I wake up. I'll be 58 years old. I have two adult daughters. I actually have two son-in-laws that I like. And addiction is alive and well in my family. I don't like the addiction. They're great guys. And I see beauty. I grew up in an alcoholic home. I grew up with quantity, not quality food. Today I'm an empty nester. 4 years ago when I came in with the hee-hees. He's bringing in this food. He's bringing in this junk. He's bringing it. If he didn't bring in, I sure wouldn't be eating like this. That's not the truth. That's so, who am I kidding? Deceiving myself. The convenience stores and the shops are right across the street. I'll go get my crap myself. Why am I blaming my husband and shaming him? I'm an addict. There's actually, this is one of my favorite lines, and I still journal about it from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's on page 30. It's in the third paragraph down, two sentences. It says, we're convinced to a man that alcoholics or compulsive eaters of our type are in the grip of a progressive illness. Over any considerable period, we get worse, never better. And I read that and I journal on it as a reminder to me of why I keep coming back, why I go to newcomer meetings, why I make outreach to the newcomer. I don't want to forget that for myself. The disease is progressive. And I share if they ask me. I was just sharing when I came in a few minutes early that, you know, I was dozing off and falling asleep. And I'm like, ooh, high noon. It's a warm day. There's a nice breeze. And it centers right here in my mind. You know, I can make a call and back out of the commitment. And God was like, oh, no, don't you dare. You show up and keep your commitment because, and I was reminded again of the reading. To me, today in life, all things are beautiful. I get to show up and be with my fellows and talk about the gift of spiritual abstinence. Maybe if I weren't here, I'd be standing before the pantry. But I can't even do that today because I heard a sister in program sharing in a long share that her kitchen has become her prayer room. So I also heard a brother sharing that OA is the idea factory. So the more I come, the less opportunity I have to, you know, self-destruct. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to write on this that, you know, over any considerable period of time, I will get worse, never better. And what I do know for sure, and I'm going to wrap up with this, is the disease is progressive. So is my recovery. My recovery is progressive. I keep coming back. I talk about the truth of how the 12 steps have saved my life. And I've also learned this great nugget about the steps, the tradition, and the concepts of service. And I challenge the room in the best, most loving and tolerable way about the concepts of service. The steps have saved me from suicide. The traditions have saved me from homicide, because I still want to wring people's necks. And the concepts of service have saved me by giving service from genocide. There are actual steps that have gone away. I get to make a seven tradition donation. I get to be of service. I get to be involved in rotation of service back down so that others can step up and be of service. I get to take my afternoon nap after I show up for my commitment. I'm really grateful that this room is open and that you accepted me to share my experience, strength, and hope. My name is Iris J. I'm from LA. I'm a compulsive eater, recovered just for today. Thank you so much.